It's Monday, May 18th, 2026, and I'm coming to you live from the Alex Jones Network Studios. AlexJonesLive.com.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
Start your engines in the InfoWar. Share the live feeds now. Roll Alex Jones on X. AJ and Live on X and Rumble.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Close the coordinates of the resistance. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the feeds now. Mike Adams is joining us in the second hour with super inside scoops on the data centers, what it's really all about, the incredible uprisings against it, Larry Fink statements, Bill Gates moving in, the UN on the verge of collapse, pushing all sorts of new fear-mongering, pandemics of hantavirus, Ebola, and more. We have Trump coming out in statements saying all vaccines are poison. They're all poison, close quote. And video of Trump saying there are only two genders. This is total insanity. I mean, he's all over the place. He's doing all this great stuff legislatively and going after election fraud and getting jobs back and then just horrible fiasco. How many days are we in since March 1st? Was it 76, 77? I don't know. Let's look it up. And the economy is just cratering. The fertilizer is cratering. Just absolutely devastating the recovery that you've got to have because we're on the verge of bankruptcy. It's not like in the past where we could have a big recession or depression. We're totally positioned. Larry Fink's licking his lips. Iran said, we're never getting rid of our uranium enrichment. Trump says, well, I'm getting ready to strike you. The storm's coming. Put out all this Marvel comic style junior high images of himself as a superhero. It's absolutely insane. Yeah, it's day 79. 79 days of this crap. And everything I predicted came true. It wasn't hard. Again, it was the Pentagon's own report. Mirrored what I'd already said before they put the report out. This is so well studied. So we've got all of that. Trump facing worst polls ever of any president, sending total shockwaves into the Republican Party, and all the numbers are coming, and they're going to lose the House big time and probably the Senate. And then what is Trump doing? Well, he said he doesn't care. I played the clip yesterday over the weekend. Lady Graham, when he's not at Disney World by himself chasing kids around with a wand in his hand, remember that? He says, I don't care about the elections. I don't care about winning the elections. All that matters is getting their uranium. Then Trump says over the weekend, oh, it's PR. We know their uranium's at the bottom of these blown-up facilities. They'll never get it. We put cameras at the sites. So it just goes on and on. Absolutely crazy. And then you've got all of this confirmed news declassifications about weaponization of ticks, Bill Gates running programs releasing ticks from the air and mosquitoes, and now all these diseases are exploding. It is just wild. Meanwhile, the EU is an unelected dictatorship but has never had total federal control. It's all an illusion. They're moving to have the nation states sign over their final sovereignty to the body as they bring in their digital ID. And more. Notice the UK has done the same thing. That's a big deal because they're allied with the Democrats here in the US and are able to get this. That's like a new Soviet Union we're dealing with, but on steroids. Enrique Tarrio of the Proud Boys is also going to join us in the fourth hour to cover the waterfront. Trump's being attacked for setting up a $1.776 billion Truth and Justice Commission to compensate victims. He always said he would do that. That's the right thing to do. I mean, Democrats do that for Black Lives Matter. When they attack people, they give them tens of millions of dollars. This is a good thing. We'll be talking to Enrique Tarrio about that and so much more. They're also getting to reinstate the national draft. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You got all the power. Share the live feeds now from Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and on X. Real Alex Jones and AJ and Live on X. Share those feeds now. Now. Use your power.
Nothing can stop me.
The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Yes, Alex. Yes. Ready you are.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's Monday Live. Thank you so much for joining us. U.S. rejects Iran peace deal as Trump threatens a storm of new strikes. Oil surges. Gas prices up 56% in the USA. 47's approval rating lowest in history, spelling doom for Republicans in the midterms. Plus, draft to be reinstated, must watch, share, live transmission from alexjoneslive.com. That's the mothership, the destination for all the audio and video feeds, articles, special reports, special events, and more, alexjoneslive.com. Please bookmark it and share it, alexjoneslive.com. All right, Mike Adams is joining us on the AI takeover and more. Enrique Tarrio on the police state being established against the Patriot and Liberty Movement, and Gorka's national directive last week, his terrorism czar, saying that he's going to go after their political opponents. That's all coming up. We'll also open the phones up in the second hour today. Mike is on in the third, Tarrio in the fourth hour. So look for all of that. We've got all the latest on Iran and the incredible military activity in Europe, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Cuba. I mean, it's beyond heated up. We are in a new world war. People don't seem to know that. We'll explain the different forces, the different factors, and why things are moving so quickly. We had a nuclear reactor in the UAE hit by drones and on fire. Iran did not take credit. UAE says the missiles didn't come out of any place controlled by any of Iran's militia or Iran. Then Israel's biggest missile factory that makes interceptor missiles and other missiles blew up, as you know, Saturday evening into Sunday morning. And Iran did take credit for that. Huge mushroom cloud, but then Israel said, no, it was just an accident or something. Then you had over 1,000 drones fired at Russia. Russia shot down over 600. They claim a video of apartment buildings being blown up by them, civilian targets being hit. Now Russia's responded with its biggest attack yet on Ukraine, centering in and around Odessa, but also other areas. We'll be getting to all of that. You also have statements by Trump coming out on Truth Social saying all vaccines are poison. They're, quote, all poison. And he came out and talked about transgenderism being a cult and brainwashing, and two men can't have a baby, you can't change your sex. So he says and does these good things and does these bad things. Very, very bizarre. The biggest developments yet on the data centers, on AI, and exactly what they're planning and what's coming out of all of this. Congressman Chip Roy has responded to Jamie White, a reporter being murdered by individuals who'd been let out of jail over and over again by the Soros-admitted communist DA in Austin, Jose Garza. He's calling for a federal criminal investigation. He's calling for the state to override the county's power, which they can do, and to put the state government over Austin after there was a giant shootout with a bunch of crazed, psychotic teens who just randomly ran around trying to murder people and shooting up apartment buildings, shooting up fire stations, you name it. They had large parts of highways in North Austin shut down yesterday. Just wild. You can see the video of all that in the article up at alexjoneslive.com. And if Jose Garza has his way, they'll be released without bail. I just can't believe there were all these shootouts with the police didn't kill them. Because this was report. I mean, this went on and on for hours, just chasing him around, shooting. The police are so restrained, though, because they know Jose Garza will throw them in jail if they defend themselves. That's really what happens. After you're shooting at the cops, driving around in chases, and this went on for hours, I mean, you know, when the cops finally get you pinned down, they need to kill you. And that's how they used to do it. And the criminals were scared. But now, they didn't kill him. Just, I mean, this is like something out of a Hollywood movie. I could do an hour on this. This is crazy. And I'm telling you, they've had different think tanks do studies. Elon Musk spent over $40 million a few years ago trying to beat Jose Garza. These district attorneys, county attorneys, they're all elected. And because there's such election fraud in Austin, it didn't matter. Of course, Garza won. But that's just a microcosm into what it's like living under the left. It's just, people say, why do you live here? Well, it's where my family's from. It's where I've been since high school. It's where my operations are based. It's where my crew is. So this is where I was planted, and this is where I am now. Down the road, when we gear up this network, it'll still be a bureau here in Austin, but I do intend to set up a bureau in Nashville or a bureau in Sarasota, something like that. Because, I love Texas. And I'll still be back and forth in Austin, but I'm getting out of here. Okay, or we might move to a county that's got good internet north of Austin or something. I have to not live under this guy. Because if people carjack you, even with a gun to your head, you shoot them, you're going to prison. If you're a criminal, you don't go to prison. If you defend yourself and you're white, you go to prison. It's unbelievable. So that's all coming up and how it ties in. The blue cities, the ongoing crime waves there, wherever else, crime is imploding. But what's going on with these teenagers, man? Just randomly going around shooting up apartment buildings, randomly driving around shooting up businesses, fire stations. Like, I mean, just what the hell? And they're not dead. Shooting at police. This went on and on and on. Not dead. As soon as they're out of bullets, kill them. Good Lord. Spare us the trouble. Holy mackerel. Anyways, I'm digressing. I'll get to that later. I have a tendency to say, coming up, then I just start covering. I want to show you this. And the same type of scum killed our reporter and then bragged how they killed that white cracker and made a rap song about it. One Mexican extremist, the anti-white black extremists, and then they were the adults, so they got charged at least. They came to get 25 years. Garza's trying to give them less than that. So now it's going to trial. And the other two teens were even recorded bragging how they were so excited and took part killing our reporter, Jamie White. And we were the ones that got the audio. The police department didn't even want it when Brandon Morello offered it to them. These guys are such punks, they posted it online. And then they finally got interested, and that wasn't even used. And then those two punks were let go. That's right, two of the guys that killed Jamie White, totally free. Isn't that nice? He's dead now. And that's the Hispanic punk. It's the black punk killed him. They're all in on it. So that's how this works. Absolutely disgusting. See, I'm already covering it. I'm getting mad. Let's go to John Bowen's report on AI that just came out so I can get myself refocused because I just got really pissed. I just hope I never see Jose Garza on the street. I'm not threatening him. I'm just saying I've seen his Zoom hearings and stuff where he calls his other employees comrades and all this crap. And these judges and people know when they release these violent offenders, they know they're going to reoffend and kill us. It's like, again, releasing black widows in somebody's bed so when they crawl in bed at night, they get bitten. They're doing it on purpose. It's funny to them. Open season on white people. And I'm tired of it. And people aren't putting up with it anymore. But these crazy anti-white thugs, they kill plenty of blacks and Hispanics, too. It's wrong. It's wrong when anybody dies, gets killed for no reason. But hearing about how I'm so bad because I'm white all day, when anybody who's white can tell you, all these universities, big corporations, if you're a white man, need not apply. They even officially say it. one of the top medical schools in the country, just publicly said, no white men. Imagine that. What did I do? I'm 52. I didn't grow up in Jim Crow or wasn't alive 200 years ago during slavery. What does that have to do with me? But anyways, it's all part of divide and conquer. I'm going to get more into AI with Mike Adams in the 1 o'clock hour, but I want to play this report just to set the table here and give you a little prelude of some of the big stuff we've got, how important this is. And then I'm going to jump into these amazing statements by President Trump. Here's John Bowman's report.
There is a fear in your generation that the future has already been written, that the machines are coming, that the jobs are evaporating, that the climate is breaking, that politics is fractured, and that you are inheriting a mess that you did not create. The question is not whether AI will shape the world. It will. The question is whether you will help shape artificial intelligence. Ooh. We do not know the precise contours of what this transformation will look like. But what we do know is it will require each of us to adapt in ways that we cannot yet anticipate.
The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution.
Data centers are devouring American homes in a brazen land grab fueled by the technocracy's AI boom, and everyday families are paying the ultimate price.
Imagine you work for a $2 billion company and you roll up to work one morning and you find out that your 401k contribution will no longer be matched by the company because they are interested in putting that measly amount for their employees, that little itty bit for a $2 billion company, into AI research, AI processes in the name of efficiency. And then you read what your company's spokespeople say and they go, this is actually a positive signal in the labor market. This is good. This is an investment back in our people for their long-term future.
Across the United States, utility giants and big tech allies are wielding eminent domain like a club, bulldozing generational properties under the guise of progress and energy needs. Sold as innovation, now revealing itself as a ruthless corporate takeover, where your backyard, your farm, or your childhood home becomes collateral damage for server farms that guzzle power like there's no tomorrow. This assault is hitting hard in states like Georgia, where Georgia Power is targeting families in Coweta County to clear paths for massive transmission lines supporting a $17 billion data center project in neighboring Fayette County.
Although nobody in this town wants a damn data center, our commissioners still approved it. So therefore, Georgia Power is using easement rights to force homeowners, longtime homeowners, old homeowners into selling their family properties and their family homes so they can be torn down and power lines be extended to support these data centers.
Similar nightmares are unfolding in Pennsylvania, where rural families like Brenda Rizzo's 101-acre farm stare down 240-foot towers for AI data centers. Nationwide, the scale is staggering. Nearly 3,000 new data centers under construction or proposed, piling onto thousands already operating, with rural America bearing the brunt.
Construction is either in final planning or even in progress in a ton of not-so-remote areas. Forget the ones that are already built already. There's thousands of them all over the country. But you have Phoenix, Arizona, Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, that's becoming like one of the biggest major hubs with dozens more planned. Columbus, Ohio, Reno, Nevada, Quincy, Washington, El Paso, Texas, Santa Teresa, New Mexico, Imperial County, California, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, and one of the biggest ones, Salt Lake City. They want to build one there that is twice the size of Manhattan. Now, despite residents vehemently opposing this, like they went to the town hall meeting and they were like, no, everybody was like, no. Somehow, it was unanimously approved by the Box Elder County Commission.
For hell's sake, grow up.
These hyperscale behemoths demand insane portions of electricity and land. Wake up, America. Your deed means nothing when the New World Order grid demands it. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
Now, I saw a graph on this last week and I checked it out. It was worse than the graph even said. I've got the graphs here. Coming up in the third hour, Mike Adams. The U.S. already has more data centers than anybody else in the world, as you can see there. But when these new ones are constructed, look there at the bottom. Blow that up. The United States already has more data centers than the whole world combined, and will have basically triple what anybody else has projected. Now, I know what's happening here. I know exactly what this plan is. Basically, nobody else does except Mike Adams. And I'm not just saying that to sound authoritative. This is important information. We've cracked the code. We understand what the whole thing is about. I will explain it coming up. But it is beyond just a Ponzi scheme. It's beyond the new bubble. That's one level of it. It's about a two-tiered system of discrimination where the corporations that own and run the machines are given liability protection above the law. That's what they tried to pass in Congress. Trump sent executive orders. And then they will be able to have all the energy they want and you will have nothing. And it will basically be the only industry left, so that through the social credit score, they will force you to adopt all the self-driving cars, all the control systems, or you will be turned off of the system. They don't just want the physical AI to run all the cars and appliances and jobs. They're going to run you. Excellent article out of Zero Hedge today. And I talked about this over 25 years ago, and I wish we could find it. I tried to find it. A fan made like just an audio, like a two-minute audio thing where the person's stuck in their car. It's turned off because it's AI. They call the AI data center and it says, yeah, you haven't paid your bills. And so, you know, we're just going to turn your car off. Would you like us to send a drone and, you know, accept this form that it's going to kill you? Would you like to commit euthanasia? It was so powerful, but basically that's what's here. Here's the new headline. Cars are fast becoming dystopian prison pods. And again, I rented a car when I was in Miami to go on Patrick Bendavid 3-4 months ago. And it was interesting. It was AI. It was talking to me. It was telling me a police officer ahead. It was all in live time. It was jumping into my phone without me even trying to hook into it. And when I was stuck in traffic for a while, a lot of traffic in Miami, and kind of looking down, and it was true, not dozing off, but kind of like this, when stopping of traffic, it's like, do you have a problem? You need to rest. Do I need to pull over? And then the car would not have an accelerator when it was talking to me. And then I would, you know, get my eyes straight back up, and it would, and that's what it's based on, scanning your eyes with cameras. And when I talk about this, listeners call in, a lot of you in your car have had this happen. By law, all the new cars have this in them, okay? Not just here, but around the world. They got it all set up, all put in the same way. Just like in the first few months of the lockdown, whether you're in Australia, the U.S., Canada, it didn't matter. The restaurants all closed at first, and suddenly when you came back, they had QR codes. The menus were smaller. That was all through the WEF, through the World Restaurant Associations and things, all to train you. It's all about centralization of control. Your car isn't yours anymore. The kill switch mandate is real, funded and coming fast. It's already the law. Goes in this year. How many decades ago did I tell you this specifically? People are now finding those old videos and freaking out. Well, MIT said this like 25 years ago. Massachusetts Dems advanced bill to limit how far you can drive in your own car. That's 15-minute city. Same thing in the UK. Same thing in the Netherlands. And they're putting up all these private corporate cameras that hook into the grid. Now, when we come back, Trump has made three very interesting statements that are wild. One of them is he posted vaccines. They're all poison, with a hardcore video, 2.5 minutes long, exposing it. That's just one of them. What's he doing? Like, he'll say the right stuff, but then do the wrong stuff. Or he does the right stuff and some wrong stuff. That's why I say keep putting pressure on him, because when we do that, we get more good out of him than not. Some people say, oh, that's traitorous. Just totally don't lobby Trump. If the Democrats get in, I'm going to get on their ass on things I don't like. What are you talking about? We're going to go to break. Today is the last day on the buy one, get one free. This is an incredible buy one, get one free. You get our T3 purest, best atomic iodine, meaning on the periodic table, it's nothing but pure iodine. That's what goes into your cells. Most of the other iodine, well, all of it, is bound to something else. You don't get the same absorption. Unless it's Irish sea moss, that's one of the best organically bound ones that does go in. And it's apples and oranges, but it's excellent. That's just one of the main ingredients in Irish sea moss we have. But T3 is incredible. It is essential. Most cognitive problems are caused by this. Most people have iodine deficiency. It is amazing. Buy one bottle, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And Ultimate Life Force. You see this right here? This is the two top brands of spike protein, pro cardiovascular detox formulas combined. This is the best formula out there. It's a huge bottle. Just for your regular health, everybody should be taking this. Just for your manhood, you'll see what I'm talking about. It is amazing. Great for women as well. But everybody should be doing a spike protein detox, because you need to take the shots. It's in the environment. That's confirmed. Buy one bottle of this, get a bottle free. Or buy one T3, get a bottle of Ultimate Life Force free. Mix and match. That ends tonight at midnight. And we now have the Ultra Methylene Red capsules, the very same Ultra Methylene Red liquid formula, but they're in capsules concentrated, so they're extremely strong. It would take an hour to get into all of the high-quality organic ingredients that are in this. Because remember, when you get something with synthetic vitamins, it doesn't just not work, it's bad for you. And Big Pharma has bought up most of the big vitamin companies. Okay, so you got to be very careful. All of our stuff is the top of the line, not synthetic. Ultramethylene Red capsules are up to 50% off right now. If you're a subscriber, lock it in, cancel any time. You lock in 50% off. But for everybody else, 35% off. That first run is selling out quickly. Take advantage and get your Ultramethylene Red capsules now. And here's the deal. You're funding an organization in the information war against the globalists, the Alex Jones Network, that is going to expand with more hosts and reporters and everything if you support us. You support us, you will see it. This is your operation. This is your insurance against the globalists to fight the next rollout of the next lockdown, the next viral attack, the one they want to bring in the national draft, endless wars. We have a big effect here, reaching tens of millions of people, thanks to those of you that support. You are the emissaries. You are the backers. You are the guts and the will and the heart and the soul of this resistance. You are the resistance, and I salute you, those that have been supporting. And encourage those that haven't. What are you doing? Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, all of it is game-changing. It all really works. Only stuff that really works. Get off the bench. Step to the plate. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. Ball caps, T-shirts, you name it. It's actually obnoxious. Almost 800 designs. It's obnoxious. I'll be trying to find some cool shirt I want to reorder. And I don't remember the exact name of it. It's a hassle. That's how good it is. It's good, but it's also a problem. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For those of you on the fence that never shopped there, it funds this network. It owns this network. It's bigly. We need your support. We want to expand, not just survive. We've got important work to do. Help me get it done. Stand beside me now. At thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now take action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and break the tyrant's will. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site. With the news feeds, the articles, that's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average, are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity. And our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexshowstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on Tomorrow's News Today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth. So we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did. And I let her look back at how I did what I did, why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's ultramethylene red, a proprietary product that works great with methylene blue, but by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture, just concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. Has no crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. And, you know, if you're a prescriber, a subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Yes, Alex. Yes. Ready you are.
Cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sun.
If you remember back when Trump was president-elect in November and December of 2024, seems like yesterday and also 1,000 years ago, he was supporting legislation that was bipartisan but mainly Republican-backed that would give literal liability protection from state, local, and individual, and most of the federal government, other than the executive branch, to a whole list of top AI committees, AI companies. And the legislation would create a board of tech heads who would have the liability protection, but none of their competition would. And Trump's now created a board, and it has 9 people on it. Now, that legislation got shot down. He brought it back up last year when he got in office. It failed again, so he signed an executive order and set up the commission. Notice Elon Musk is not on it. Ensuring a national policy framework for artificial intelligence. That's what's coming up in the third hour. So just by these corporations and their operations with anything they say is AI, that means anything computers, being above the law, that creates a oligopoly of action, an eminent domain and total control, and they can toxic waste, steal water. They've already been caught doing it, a license to steal. So it establishes an AI dictatorship by the tech heads. That's number one. That's confirmed. Kind of a big deal. And then they are above the law and allowed to have all the energy they want from fossil fuels, but still they're going to have a lot of the green regulations on the general public, though Trump's backed off some of that, where us eating beef is bad, us having a car is bad, you having a space heater is bad, all these jurisdictions banning fireplaces and barbecue pits, that's all bad, even though that's part of the atmosphere and good for the earth. It's all part of it. Methane's good. It's what holds the atmosphere in. We've always had mammals going around and other creatures passing gas. But now we got to shove tubes up the cow's butts in Canada and Europe and capture the methane and pump it into a mine shaft because it's deadly. But AI companies, they can do whatever they want. So when I was the first to say, almost 2 years ago when he's president-elect, I said, this establishes an AI dictatorship. I still support President Trump. People got really mad at me. They said, oh, come on, don't use a term like that. I read the damn legislation. Now mainstream media is even calling it an AI dictatorship. So that's why people pushing back is so important. That's coming up. Now, before I get into all the spectacular military developments, nuclear power plants on fire, record-level drone attacks in Russia, Cuba on the verge of collapsing, and guys, it was in yesterday's stack, but for whatever reason, I usually stack it out there. I threw it in the trash because I was just in a hurry this morning. Reprint me all the Operation Northwoods, ABC News, Operation Northwoods document. It doesn't matter. You can put it on screen. Everybody knows about this. I made 5 films on it, wrote 2 books on it. Anybody can search Operation Northwoods. In fact, there's no need to even show it. I'm just neurotic about always showing you something if I say it. Well, we'll still show the ABC News article from 2000. When they first broke it, and then we'll show Northwood's document itself in a moment. But we got some time because I'm going to get to another group of stories first. But the Pentagon, as you know, came out this weekend and said, we believe, with no evidence, that Cuba's going to launch 300 drones against from Cuba to Florida, and they're going to try to sink our ships. Now, that's Northwoods. That was the U.S. government was going to frame Cuba for that in the early 60s. The fact that they floated that shows they are getting ready to greenlight that sucker big time. So this is a big, big, big deal. So that's coming up. But first, I want to get to this because I've talked to a lot of people who've talked to Trump behind the scenes and had dinner with him and stuff. And he said a couple years ago, I'm not talking to you anymore because I would always bring up the shots and he'd been set up and it was wrong. And then Roger confirmed to me over a year ago that he just started screaming at anybody that, you know, would bring it up. But then in that Kennedy tape when he was running for office 2 years ago that his son leaked, you know, he filmed his dad talking to him on the phone. And his dad's got it on speaker. And Trump's like, well, you're right. There's too many shots. It's hurting the kids. We got to study it. We got to restrict it. Now Trump's publicly said that. And so it looks like he's starting to come around, at least at certain levels. And then he posts on Truth Social. President Trump posted a video about vaccines captioned, they're all poisoned, every single one, close quote. And so that's why this is so paradoxical. Yeah, now he's like, oh, smaller shots, less shots for kids and smaller amounts. Trump thinks vaccines are too big for babies. Trump official in charge of hantavirus does not believe in vaccines. Not the way they've been deployed, not the way they're infected, corrupted, polluted on purpose with Trojan horses. So let's go to this clip. And then a new clip of Trump. President Trump drops another truth bomb. It doesn't matter how many surgeries you get or how many chemicals you inject into yourself. If you were born with male DNA in every cell of your body, you will never be able to become a woman. You are not going to be a woman, which is all true. And then he's made a statement about going after George Soros with the Justice Department for what he's done. But, I mean, is any of that really going to happen? We got Todd Blanche and Cash Still promising more is coming. We've finally seen some indictments. I want to believe, but I'm not holding my breath. Hear all three of those clips back to back.
Show them the thimerosal bomb, which we keep in a metal container because we're a little afraid of it, and it's a very fine powder.
This is thimerosal, which is labeled very toxic, has cumulative effects, can cause damage to the kidneys, to the respiratory system, skin, to the nervous system. It specifically warns on here that it can cause reproductive and developmental toxicity, meaning that it can cause things like autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders. This is immensely toxic stuff.
And it's in vaccine.
And this is what's in the vaccine.
It's important to realize we're talking about a whole range of products. Vaccines are a big one because, of course, you're directly injecting it. For example, this is tetanus vaccine. This one expires. It's a little outdated now. In 2007, here's the thimerosal. 1 to 10,000 is a preservative. Perhaps the biggest one in the U.S., at least, that's for exposure to mercury is the influenza vaccine. Influenza vaccine is now recommended for all pregnant women, all infants, all children on a yearly basis. You're supposed
you
to
have last year's up. Influenza? Understand that thimerosal is not added at the end. It's not like, well, that factory next year can make thimerosal free. Thimerosal, you either have to have a thimerosal free factory or you have to not have one. They add thimerosal at each step because the factory is not clean and not sterile. So you either have to have an expensive sterile factory where you don't need thimerosal or you have to have one that produces thimerosal. It's going to need thimerosal or something the whole time. It needs to be stopped.
This is the influenza vaccine from Adventist Pasteur, their flu zone. Thimerosal, 25 micrograms of mercury per dose.
I'd like to point out that a lot of people didn't know, and I'm one of them. I've given 2,000 Rogam shots. I've been in vaccines for 35 years. I didn't know that Rogam had thimerosal in it. So I think a lot of the doctors were unaware. They were unaware that even the word thimerosal meant mercury.
No matter how many surgeries you have or chemicals you inject, if you're born with male DNA in every cell of your body, you can never become a woman. You're not going to be a woman. And that's why last month I proudly signed a historic executive order to ban men from competing in women's sports, and it was very popular and very...
I had one the other night. I went into a restaurant, and this woman stood up. I looked at her immediately. She had money. She wasn't serious. They get paid for it. They're professional from Soros and other people. And we're going to look into Soros because I think it's a RICO case against him and other people. Because this is more than like protest. This is real agitation. This is riots on the street. And we're going to look into that.
What do we do about our country with that? Because we have radicals on the right.
I had one the other night. I went into a restaurant. And
the reason I played that is that's over a year old. Where are the indictments of the NGOs? Where are the indictments of the Soros people all caught red-handed? All the rioting and Tesla garbage and the rest of it. Where? Where are the ICE protesters funded to attack ICE? Premeditated crime. Again, where are the major indictments? Oh, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Well, my job is getting things right. And again, a lot of my predictions are super complex, hard to make. I made some amazing predictions. They're going to fly planes to the World Trade Center and blame Bin Laden in March. So when I was the first. In 2001. In March. Everybody goes to the July one. And I was the first to say, we played the clips, going to fly jets in the World Trade Center, remote control, blaming Bin Laden. Then I elaborated in July. That was hard to make. That took a lot of research and data. knowing that when we went in 79 days ago after Israel drug us in 80 days ago, they launched the attack on that Friday, we went in that Saturday morning, the middle of the night, that they would close the strait, and the Pentagon assessment was they could, that they probably wouldn't fall for years, and that it would destroy our recovery, and that there would be pressure then for ground troops and full war, which is where we are. 79 days in to this war. And again, I don't mind being called a traitor. I don't mind being called a Qatari agent or an Iranian agent, except it's not true. And the low-grade morons saying that are white-pilled are kind of like Q 2.0, where anything Trump does, it's 5,000 D chess, 85 trillion chess, above God's mind. It's all going to work out. Just sit down and shut up. When in truth, Project OMG Media, just a week and a half ago, got the footage of high-level officials in the Trump administration going, yeah, we don't listen to him. He thinks he runs things. We do whatever we want. Trump's the problem. We played the video and audio. Trump has millions of people under him. We need to be watchdogs. We need to, 9 times out of 10, when something's bad happened in administration, it's not him. It's globalist rogue elements. But on big things where it is his fault, with Israel leading him around the nose like Iran, we are on his ass. And I get major criticism from people that totally hate Trump and think it's wrong to try to get him back on track. Well, we're supposed to do that. And then other people that are mad saying he's perfect, don't question him at all. Again, I'm going to say this again. If the Democrats are able to get back in, I'm going to oppose them and say lobby against them. The idea that you don't engage in politics and you take your ball and go home is what the bad guys want. CIA knew Iran would shut down the Strait of Hormuz if U.S. attack. Former counterterrorism chief Joe Kent makes bombshell claim. It's not a claim. It was the Pentagon report given to him 6 days before. And all 17 intelligence agencies. And later it came out that Israel, Netanyahu, and the Mossad are the only ones that advised him to do it. Even the IDF said, we don't think it will fall in their report to Trump. The Israelis have a big fight between their intelligence and their military. Now, do you call the IDF Iranian agents because they said that? Netanyahu presented an Iran attack plan to former President Trump, former Secretary of State claims. It's all been admitted. So Joe Kent doesn't claim that. Iran passed a law after Midnight Hammer that the next time they got hit by us, they were going to close the strait. And they can close it. It's only 12 miles wide. They got a damn huge system of artillery and missiles right there. That's why our military, our Navy, won't go into that strait and, quote, guide the ships out. They'll wait on the edge of it because they can't. So I know you already know all this. The point is we're 79 days, almost 80 days into this nightmare. And look at all these articles here in front of me. All of this is interconnected. And the big central banks have unlimited fake currency they can put out. They want recession. They want collapse. They want great reset. They want austerity because they want full control. Got a Larry Fink clip coming up where he said it again. We want to use corporate governance through the ESG corporate score, social credit score, to control all human behavior using AI. That's coming up third hour. Got the clips, multiple clips of them, old and new. Yeah, here's one of them. So it's all interconnected. And Trump approached this one-dimensionally. Oh, Netanyahu and Mossad say that they'll fall within 4 days. They didn't. And then we're supposed to continue to double down on this idiocy. Look at these headlines. Gas prices up 56% from when Trump got in office a year and a half ago. Do you have any idea what that's doing to everybody and the price of goods and everything else? 90%+ of what you get is delivered by truck. Trump tells Iran, clock is ticking, move fast after a new peace proposal, as analysts predict likely return to war. I totally agree with that. Not returning to war, but I agree they're going to. The question this week is, does Trump go back to the well of bombing Iran? Oil prices jump after a drone attack on UAE nuclear plant. No one knows who did it. Iran's not taking credit. Oil rebounds after Iranian denial, will under no circumstances give up nuclear program to end war. Okay, we dropped 22,000 bombs on them. They didn't give up. We dropped 7.6 million on Vietnam. They didn't give up. We blew up a lot of stuff, all their boats. Oh, yeah, they're reeling. Americans facing highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. American farmers devastated by shortages of fertilizer and massive energy costs, increased costs by the closure of Strait of Hormuz. Special report, alexjoneslive.com. Go watch it. Go share it. This affects everybody. But Lindsey Graham already played this last night. You want to see it, it's at alexjoneslive.com. Just told Fox News, Lindsey Graham did, he is happy for Republicans to lose the midterms because the only thing that matters to him is regime change. It's always been about that. They're basically Democrats, the neocons are. But oh, there's the big deal they got in China. U.S. announced a $70 billion farm products deal with China over the next few years. Next 3 years. Whoop-de-doo. Came back empty-handed. That was already a deal. Trump facing worst polls ever of any president. That's not just hype. I've looked at the index of polls. I know they're internal polls. That is absolutely right. He's down at 30 points from 56 when he fired the great Elon Musk. This is spelling doom for the GOP prospects in the midterms. So that's just the reality. Oh, but the white pillars, just be positive and everything will be okay. So let's go to the guy that's had now over $20 million given by the Israelis that we know of. So there's a lot more. Try to beat Thomas Massie. Here he is saying $5 a gallon gas is, well, 5D chess. Then we have the Iran's main military leader saying back off, don't send your ships in or watch what happens. And that dovetails with a crazy pastor not worried about nuclear war or any of this at that big Christian event on the mall. But thank God we finally got Trump. After 200 years, we get a golden ballroom. What is it, a golden calf? I'm fine with the new ballroom, but why do we hear about it all the time? Why does Trump obsess over it all the time? Why are there preachers? Oh, after 200 years, finally the Messiah is here. We got a ballroom. This is weird. Then people are attacking Speaker Johnson, who I don't like. He's saying insider trading is okay. We deserve to make money. Here in Congress, we don't make enough money. But American citizens can't do that. Plus, I don't have access for insider trading to do what you do. But he did say that we get our rights from God, not government, which is good. So I thought I would juxtapose something good from the faith rally. And then let's just end it with a drone, one of hundreds and hundreds that hit Moscow, flying into an apartment building. All of this backed by NATO, all these drones guided by U.S. satellites. Here's the clips.
During his speech, Gowry noted how the Kentucky business community and farmers are being squeezed by the rising cost of fuel and fertilizer. That prompted me to ask how he feels about the war in Iran, which has caused prices to soar.
The president is playing five-dimensional chess. He is resetting the entire global power structure. So let him work through that to reset that, to set the conditions for just like President Reagan did. Exactly like President Reagan did.
To see a man be ارتش آمریکا این است که قبل از اینکه دریای عمان تبدیل به گورستانی برای ناوهای شما باشه
It'll be a graveyard for your ships. Just back off.
درکمون اینه که محاصره دریای یک جنگه و مقابله با اون رو حق طبیعی خودمون میدونیم و اگر تا الان صبر کردیم معناش این نیست که ما پذیرفتیم این شما
It's hard to believe that it would take two centuries for the Lord to raise up a great man to bring that ballroom finally to stand where it needs to stand. It's extraordinary. We only had to wait 200 years.
Well, look, you know, the salary of Congress has been frozen since 2009. You know, when you adjust for inflation, a member of Congress today is making 31% less than they made in that year. It goes down every year. And over time, if you stay on this trajectory, you're going to have less qualified people who are willing to make the extreme sacrifice to run for Congress. I mean, it's just people just make a reasonable decision as a family on whether or not they can come and move to Washington, have a residency or residence at home and do all the things that are required. So the counterargument is, and I have some sympathy, look, at least let them, like, engage in some stock trading so that they can continue to, you know, take care of their family.
Is it a apartment building getting hit. Imagine this happened hundreds and hundreds of times in the last 2 days.
Yeah, boy.
All right, let's stop right there. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour for first-time callers on any issue you want to discuss, any of the topics I've raised. You agree with me, you disagree with me, you got a question for me, you got a comment. All I ask for is a clean phone line, and you start talking. We don't screen your calls. Callers, my pet peeves, you get on the air and they go, can I talk about this? Can I talk about that? We didn't screen your call when you called. We're not doing it on air, sweetheart. We love you. I want to hear from you. Let's put that number up on screen for everybody, and I can give the number out for radio listeners. 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. Just put in the U.S. country access code. You're calling from a foreign country, and then 512-266-0642. But that is where we are. I want to take your calls coming up next hour, and I'm going to get into the ticks, the confirmed bioweapon attacks, and the mosquitoes. I'm going to get into massive news coming out dealing with the AI data centers. I'm going to get into some of the good things Trump's doing. EPA unwinds massive Biden-era auto emissions regulations where carbon dioxide is a poison, so you got to basically ban your car. We've got a bunch of news dealing with the free speech crackdowns all over the world, what the left's planning if they get the Republicans out of office. It is all coming up. Big developments on so many fronts. The EU officially trying to expand its dictatorship and get rid of any vestige of national sovereignty. The huge Tommy Robinson rally. Keir Starmer, is he going to resign? It's all coming up. But don't forget, this is an information war. Override the AI. Override the censors. Take the live feed from alexjoneslive.com/show. With my show, the other shows, the live feeds, the network feeds, alexjoneslive.com/show. And share the Rumble feed, rumble.com/the Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new site, just launched 10 days ago, 700,000 followers. I want to thank everybody for following that. It's exploding. rumble.com/the Alex Jones Show Live. So you can get our feed at alexjoneslive.com/show. Or on Rumble, or on X at Real Alex Jones, and the network feed on X at AJN Live. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.